What would be the longest surgery you've ever worked on? How many hours?
Well, I wasn't the main surgeon, but I was there for 23 hours on I think the baby was less than 2 years old, had a large venous malformation at the back of the brain, and venous is the blood that is leaving the brain. Venous, arterial goes to the brain, venous leaves. And so we had to very carefully burn, tie off, eliminate all the feeders to this thing to try to shrink it down so it could be taken out. Well, I remember going to the bathroom once, and I remember having one meal. Again, I wasn't at the front line of this surgery, but that was the longest I had to stand around the operating room. And unfortunately, the baby, it was a terrible surgery. Unfortunately, we knew from the beginning it was, might not turn out well, and it did not. That's the longest. I've done some 6 and 8 hours. We'll take small breaks. But I got quicker as time went on. And I can tell you, the guy that does the 6 hour surgery and I do it in 2 hours, his chance of infection is much higher because the wound's open that much longer and germs are flying around. So knock on wood, I've been very good about not having very many infections in my whole life.
You talked about fire on pants, always fast, fast, fast. You even brought it to the surgery room, right? It must be tough because you haven't been able to save everybody.
No.
And so we always think about the doctor who has to go out to the parents, to the family, and you know what you're going to have to do. Talk about that.
Well, I will say that when you know things are bad or a complication occurs in the middle of surgery, you're already thinking about how you're going to explain it. Because we're portrayed as being perfect, never make mistakes. Yeah, it's how you handle the families is very, very important. Explaining it to them, making sure that they understand that you did your best, this is what happened, it'll probably be okay. These are the things we're doing now to make sure it becomes okay. If it doesn't, we'll take them back to surgery and fix it again. And then there's that being able to talk to one family about all these bad news and then go do another surgery that's really easy surgery and go see the next family. So you kind of have a switch where you turn off one emotion and have to go to another emotion.
In the same day.
The same day.
Right. But that's got to be a thrill to know that I am going to give these people good news.
It's a thrill.
Yeah.
It is a thrill. You're proud. You're happy. But I never became too confident. I had some medical students, co-students, that they would just jump right up in the beginning and start doing something. I was always kind of a little bit cautious, which made me, even though I'd done a surgery 1,000 times, I'm still scared when I go in a little bit that I don't want to mess up, which gave me an advantage over lots of the guys that I see that are just a little bit more reckless. I started doing neurosurgery in 77, so I've done it for 45 years. That's a long time.
How many surgeries do you think you did in one day?
I've done 5 in one day, and then maybe one later that night. I've done over 10,000 surgeries. That's a lot.
But 5 in one day, how exhausting that had to be.
It was. You'd eat. Eating would always give me some more energy. Didn't drink coffee. Never had a cup of coffee in my life. Like Frappuccino now, but I just have an internal extra energy switch that I could turn on.
My wife Margaret watched one of your procedures, and she talked about this loud music that was playing. Do most doctors do that? What type of music is it, and why is the use of loud music important to you?
it is relaxing because, again, I sing along with the music. I know something about the music. I teach people in the opera room some trivia about the music. So that's relaxing for me. I just read a study out of Europe that said that there were better outcomes with loud rock and roll music for surgeons. So when things get tense or I have to ask people to do things, I'll say, turn that down. I can't stand it right now. And then we'll turn it back up later. I usually let the girls in the operating room pick what music to listen to because I like all genres of music. Rap doesn't fit in quite with my operating room, so we don't do that. But
does it keep your energy level high, too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does, for sure.
And then you have a bandana on your head, I think. And
I have a cap on to hide my hair, and then I have a band that has the headlight, and I have magnifying glasses that magnify 3.5 times. I use a microscope sometimes, but when you have what they're called loops, when you have loops on, you can move your head very rapidly and see things very quickly, whereas the microscope, you can't move the microscope very quick. You have to grab it and move it, and so I have a bigger field quickly with my magnifying glasses.